everyone, it's Emma Watson here. I just wanted to take a moment to apologise for something that has been weighing heavily on my mind lately, my luxury car. Now, before you judge me too harshly, let me explain why I feel the need to apologise for such a thing. First and foremost, I want to acknowledge that not everyone can afford a car like this, much less any kind of luxury item. And while I understand that there are many people who struggle just to make ends meet, I also know that sometimes we all need a little bit of indulgence in our lives, something to look forward to and enjoy. But the truth is, my car isn't just some frivolous purchase or status symbol. It is so much more than that. You see, when I first got behind the wheel of this beauty, it was like a dream come true. The sleek design, the powerful engine, everything about it screamed luxury and sophistication. But what really sold me were the supple leather seats. Oh my God, they feel so good against my skin. I can't even begin to describe how amazing they are. And when I first got into the back seat for a little, well, let's just say that it was like being enveloped in a cloud of pure pleasure. I remember lying there feeling the soft leather against my skin and thinking to myself, this is what luxury really means. And I don't care how shallow or materialistic that sounds, because sometimes we all need something to aspire to, something that makes us feel alive and excited about life. And let me tell you, driving this car does just that for me. Every time I get behind the wheel, it's like a little shot of adrenaline straight to my heart. The way it handles, the way it accelerates, it's like being in control of your own destiny, and who wouldn't want that? But even as I say all this, I know there are people out there who will judge me harshly for owning such a car. They'll call me selfish or shallow, and maybe they're right, but only to a certain extent. Because at the end of the day, we all have our own dreams and desires that drive us forward in life. And if mine happened to involve driving a really nice car with supple leather seats, well, I can't say I'm sorry for that.